It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During a recent interview, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, revealed that Bieber's descent into a life of drug busts and arrests around 2014 was so worrisome, he thought that Justin Bieber was going
to
die.
There was a time where I would go to sleep almost every night when he had the money to fly away from me. And I was worried every night that I was going to lose him. I thought he was going to die. I thought he was going to go to sleep one night and have so much crap in his system that he would not wake up the next morning.
Scooter says it's Justin who deserves the credit for getting clean, though, not him.
There's a lot of times where people give me credit for him changing, and I don't think any of us deserve the credit. He made a conscious choice for himself to change. I think for a year and a half, I failed miserably trying to help him because for a year and a half, he didn't change. And I made every effort you can imagine. I went to Al-Anon meetings, I'd fly chasing him, I'd do this. None of it worked. It wasn't until one day he woke up and said, "Hey, I need to talk to you. I don't want to be this person anymore." And he made the decision to change and actually put that into action. And the result is who he's become today. And that is a result of his own decision, no one else's.
Two things. I wonder, first of all, what made Bieber have that decision or awakening, but could you imagine being Scooter Braun? I think a lot of people that have addicts in their family, like, you feel so powerless. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Comedian and talk show host Norm Macdonald is apologizing for his apology. He initially said that he was happy the hashtag MeToo movement has slowed down a bit. He apologized for that. Then he went on the Howard Stern show and said you'd have to have Down syndrome to not feel sorry for sexual harassment victims. Now he's apologizing for that.
That's not what I was saying. When this happened, I was working for Roseanne when Roseanne's thing went down, and I called her the next day, and she was crying the whole time I was talking to her. Right. And I said, "I know Louis, and he's been through this, where he's had everything taken from him." And I said, "Not many of us have gone through this, and so you should talk to each other, because you." And then the guy said, "What about the victims?" And I said, "Well, the victims haven't gone through this. I was talking about this particular event. Of course, the victims have gone through worse than that."
Actor Tim Allen said in an interview published this week that President Donald Trump is accomplishing things for America despite the drama in the theater around his administration. Tim Allen told Entertainment Weekly, "I've met Trump at a charity event, and that certainly doesn't fit with the man who tweets. I've met a lot of people in private whose public persona is a bit off. My perception is, let's see what he gets done. Let's stop banging on the pilot's door and trying to pull the guy out of his seat while he's still flying. You might not like how he's flying the plane, but let's let him land it. Do I like him or agree with him? I don't know. Somebody got this NAFTA thing done. How did that happen? It's like a sleight of hand with this dude. There's this smoke and smelly food, but over here he just fixed a pothole. The theater of this is fascinating." He also said he doesn't do it very attractively, but you don't even realize the economy is doing better. Is it? There's so much drama. Maybe it took this type of guy to get stuff done because it was so stuck in the mud. And Brody Jenner is returning to The Hills. Jenner and his wife, Caitlin Carter, have reached a deal with MTV to join the network reboot of the popular reality show, The Hills, New Beginnings, and that will follow original cast members, their significant others, children, and friends living and working in L.A. Speaking of MTV, it was also announced yesterday that Teen Mom OG star Caitlin Lowell, which I think, I don't even know if I say her last name right, and Tyler Baltera or whatever, they are expecting a rainbow baby, which is super exciting. They had a miscarriage, and now they are expecting again. Now third child. Now they have one kid, Carly, that they gave up for adoption, in the very first season of that show ever.
Oh, that's them, okay.
Then they had a child together now that they've been married, and now they're expecting another child.
So, I didn't know what you, honestly, this is, I guess, my ignorance. I didn't know what a rainbow child was. I'm like,
yeah, rainbow babies are when you go through having a miscarriage and then you are able to get pregnant after that. That child is kind of called, they call it your rainbow baby.
Okay, cool.
It's like after the storm, you get a rainbow, you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. I feel like I'm in a Katy Perry song right now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alex. That is The Garbage.